Mike Douglas is Michigan's retirement coach.
And I'm Heather Branch here with Mike, asking for his ideas on the things you can be working on now to better prepare for your financial future. You have worked for decades earning and saving. Now it's time for you to be thinking about your retirement. We want to make sure that that money is going to not only last through your retirement, but live up to the expectations you have, all the things that you want to do in your retirement years. Goals. Goals is what you have to achieve. Mike and his team are here to help you do just that in a plan of your own. LifePlanWealth.com is where you can start the conversation with Mike and his team. We also have links posted in the show notes, or again, find us anytime at LifePlanWealth.com. How are you?
Doing excellent. Thank you for asking.
You've been traveling a lot, and now you're, and as soon as we're done with this little video podcast recording, you're going to head off to Mexico because you're
Mexico.
I love knowing this about your I love knowing this about your business, though, that you're taking your whole team on a trip, because that's how you treat your
because family your colleagues. Means family, right? No, we
except for kids are not invited on this trip.
Kids are work. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, no, it's a great time to, you know, we work hard, we play hard, and so we have a wonderful team that loves our clients, loves what we do, and sometimes we have to love on them, and so that's what we do.
It's good. I like it. Thinking about work and the other thing we were talking about before we started recording today was the idea of what it costs to have all these employees, you know, medical benefits and 401ks and all these things. And then you were saying something about how you hope your wife never finds out how much you actually pay in taxes, because
she lives in a wonderfully ignorant bliss. She knows we pay them and she knows I take care of them, but it's like, ugh.
The things that she takes care of that you don't know about, it's like a mutual ignorant bliss that happens in a good marriage, right? There's lots of, in a good marriage, good healthy marriage, a lot of ignorant bliss is happening from both sides.
Yeah. We definitely have some elements of our lives that are like, you do you. And sometimes I'm like, you do us, like take care of us with all this stuff. And she does the same. So it's a great separation of powers or delegation of duties, whatever you want to call it.
Right. Separation of duties. All right. Well, let's talk about your duties, thinking about taxes. And well, first of all, I mean, God bless anybody who thinks they have taxes figured out. If you do, will you please write in the comments how you got there? Because I'm 44 years old and have never been working in my life.
For the record, people love to comment on what they know about taxes.
They do.
It's great.
Excellent.
I love it. When people comment about it, they'll say, did you know this? I'm like, oh. Like, why didn't you cover this? Well, it's not a 2-hour podcast. But
right.
But whatever facts you do have that we miss here, throw them in the comments below.
Well, this was a recent insight, a video on personal finance channel Income Parent about how taxes are hard to understand.
We're taxed on money when we receive it, when we spend it, when we keep it, when we invest it, and even when we die with it. Hold that thought. Our federal tax code is 2,600 pages, 400 pages longer than the unabridged version of the Webster Dictionary. But if you read that tax law cover to cover and you did your taxes solely based on that, you'd probably go to jail. Why? Because that does not include the over 9,000 pages of additional IRS regulations that were never passed into law, but rather written by some bureaucrat sitting in his office that we still have to abide by. Congress never passed that.
This guy really needs to learn to form an opinion.
Right. He's so soft-spoken. Just say what you're thinking, man.
I love how he's just coming. It's like the hits just keep on coming. He's like, and then you might go to prison. Okay. Right.
But wait, there's more.
Obviously, he is pointing out all of the reasons why tax planning, tax understanding is difficult for anybody. Thinking about taxes in retirement, as a certified financial planner, as a financial advisor, your specialty is retirement planning. Mm-hmm. And all the tax planning that's involved in our retirement planning. I mean, for somebody that, let's say, has been a DIYer, you know, they've done their tax filing every year by themselves. They maybe have just one job. It's a simple process for them. Where does it change for retirement planning? How does it get more complex?
Yeah, when you're working, you basically have, it's pretty, like, I think most people can do their own taxes while they're working. I mean, it's basic. For the average person, you just get your W-2 or a 1099, throw it in TurboTax. You take your mortgage statement or, you know, your standard deductions, and you just settle up with the government. It's not a big deal. Once you retire, you start, unfortunately, the hard way. Sometimes people say, why am I paying so much in taxes in retirement? I'm earning less. And so even though I'm at a lower bracket, it feels like a higher percentage keeps getting pulled. And they don't realize that sometimes what you do with the right hand affects the left hand. And those are kind of hidden rules. Like when they talk about the tax code and then they talk about all these things that were passed later on, like provisional income or different rates that affect seniors that don't affect the rest of people. Those are the challenges to understanding in retirement. When you take from an IRA account, does it cause taxes on your Social Security? Yeah, it can if you go above certain provisional income levels. Do I ever have to take money out of my accounts and what are the tax consequences? Well, some accounts you never have to touch. Some accounts they make you start taking money out and understand the tax consequences. And if I take that money plus this money and if I'm still working, should I take my Social Security? Well, if you earn too much money, they're going to withhold Social Security. So there's a lot of moving pieces when it comes to your taxes and how they affect each other. Mm-hmm. But the reality is in life, we live in the net. Like we live in the result of our taxes. We've all had jobs where we get like a raise and they say, hey, you got a $7,000 raise or $10,000 raise, whatever the number is. You go, okay, great. I got a $10,000 raise. That's so great. And then you look at your paycheck and you go, wait a minute. This times 26 pay periods is not $10,000. It's like $5,500 or $6,000. Mm-hmm. Well, it's because not only did you get a pay raise, your federal tax has got a pay raise. Your state
I've actually
tax
done the math on that before where I was wondering if it was even worth the raise because it bumped us into the next tax bracket.
Yeah. Everything gets a raise. Your Social Security tax you pay, your 401k gets raised, which is good. But everything gets a raise. And so, and it all takes a cut off the top and you get the net. The same is true in retirement. When you live in retirement, you say, well, I'd like this much of income a month. Okay. Net. Which means we have to also pay the feds, also pay the state, also calculate in if you're going to do a trip or remodel your kitchen or buy a boat, how the withdrawals from your retirement accounts affect that and how much you actually net out in income. We don't want tax surprises in retirement. And oftentimes, unfortunately, if you're not prepared with all of the new rules of retirement taxes, you're playing by the old rules and that's when you get caught by surprise. And unfortunately, it's very hard when you get caught by surprise to go back and fix anything. It's not like, hey, I forgot to give you this 1099. I'm going to amend my return and it's done. Once you've taken money out of retirement accounts, it's very, very difficult, if not darn near impossible, to get it back in. Okay. So as a result, you have to have great plans in advance of the taxes because the rules are different. Just like so many things in life, like when you go through these phases and whether it's the type of doctor you're seeing or the type of education you're receiving, once you get to retirement, the way you invest and the way you pull money and the tax consequences of both are completely different than during your working years. And so it's a completely different playbook, different rules, different everything. And so you need to understand that first before you make any decisions.
Okay. So thinking for somebody then who has DIY'd their taxes, maybe their whole life. By the way, if you have questions about this, click on the links in our show notes or just go to lifeplanwealth.com. There is a link right there at the top of the page. What does the button say? I'm forgetting now. How
start your retirement roadmap today.
There it is. Because part of your roadmap needs to be a tax plan.
But it's a great way to describe it too. Because again, it's not a destination. It's a journey. Your retirement life is a journey. And so taxes are an annual toll booth we go through on our roadmap. Mm-hmm. And we got to pay the tolls. We don't want the tickets or the fines and then still have to pay the tolls. We want to just settle up, understand and minimize the damages and do it all appropriately. So that's where I click on the button that says start your retirement roadmap today. And it starts that conversation of helping you set that up.
All right. So let's talk about then the work that you do for somebody who has had just a simple, maybe it's a one income family. They are 62, 63. They're planning to retire in the next 5 years or so. They've done their taxes their whole life because it's been, you know, like that one income. It's a very simple process. Now here they are, $1 million in their 401k. They've got their, you know, their savings, planning for Social Security, all these things. And they're saying, oh, okay, so I've got to figure this all out. And they come to you. Now what? What do you do? How does it go? What do we need to be asked? Maybe even more importantly, when somebody comes to you, what questions should they have about this?
Yeah, so we always want to make sure the tail doesn't wag the dog, right? And so what we want to do is make sure that we understand what life's supposed to look like. Because a lot of times what happens instead is, well, here's the consequences, or here's the things I have to settle up with, and then we have to make our plans built around the result. Mm-hmm. What we start with instead is, what do you want life to look like? Are you a traveler? Are you not? Are you a gardener? Are you a golfer? Are you someone who has big goals of being all over the world, or are you just laying low and getting out of Michigan during the winter? Right. So that it all depends on that. So we set that number, we understand that lifestyle, and we figure out the net number you need. And we say, all right, well, based on what you're saying, you need $7,000 a month net, $6,000, $5,000, $10,000, whatever the number is. Mm-hmm. Once we know that number, then we start going through the process of understanding, well, what accounts do I pull from to get there? What rate of return do I need? How should my investments differ client by client? I just sat with someone about 2 weeks ago. As we're walking through the plan, I said, well, here's the deal. If everything goes right, you should be fine. But we don't want to do should be plans. We want to make sure. And I went through and I said, over the course of the next 35 years of your life, if you do nothing different, you earn 6 to 8% in the market and you do this, you're going to pay $900,000 in taxes on your 1.5 million. And he was like, holy cow, it's a lot of taxes. I'm like,
it's
I know.
A lot of money.
And we always think about, well, I'm in a 12% or 22%, but over the course of your life, there's compounding interest and required distributions and all these things calculate together. So we went through and said, if we make some pretty intentional tax decisions for the next 5 years, mm-hmm. what if you can only pay $600,000 in taxes? What would that look like? And we ran some calculations to figure out, again, how much we pay. It's not that the whole point of life is to leave a bigger pot of gold at the end of your life for someone else. Most of people, they say their retirement life's about them. Mm-hmm. And whatever is left, we don't want taxed unfairly. And like the guy from the income parent came in, we're getting taxed every which way, right?
We are.
You pay taxes on the income, you pay taxes on the spending, you pay taxes on your gas, you pay taxes on you pay toll, like you get taxed everywhere you go. Mm-hmm. And if we can find ways to minimize that, and that's when we went through with them and we figured out a couple different models. And I said, one model says you pay the same amount of taxes, but end up with more money. Mm-hmm. The other model says you pay less in taxes to end up with the same money. And let's just figure out what makes the most sense. And so figuring those things out, walking through it. And for them, it was an eye-opening experience because we always think of risk as the biggest liability. And it is a liability. You don't want to lose a bunch of money in the market, but the market tends to come back. The market tends to eventually do you a favor. But taxes are more of a silent killer because we don't really pay so much attention to it until we have to pay it. And then we forget about it. It's almost like what they say and my wife will talk about this all the time, but after you have a baby, there's these chemicals your body releases to help you forget it and help you remember only the good things.
Yep.
I feel like there's a tax chemical that we,
We forget the pain of the tax payment every year.
And then all of a sudden February comes, we go, crap, we got to do taxes again. Yeah. And then you deal with it and you're done. And then the elation of being done. You go, right. I don't have to deal with this for another 10 months.
The dopamine of knowing that you have filed your taxes kicks in.
We're done. We're clear. We're good. And so doing that, that's kind of what happens. But I don't think we can live that way. We have to live proactively, not reactively. Okay. And if we can make sure that our models and our plans match up to protect us in the long run, we'll be in a better spot.
The idea of being able to reduce the amount of taxes that you pay legally. I mean, for that one couple you were just talking about, to go from $900,000 to $600,000 in taxes owed by just making some moves, just moving some things around, but knowing where to move and when to move. Because the flip side of that is some people will hear these things and maybe they'll, again, try to DIY it and they'll go and start moving stuff around and they can actually end up hurting themselves, can they not?
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, tax decisions are hard to undo. And so it's one of those where, unfortunately, people end up in this fool me once, shame on you model.
Yeah.
They say shame on you, but I got to pay the bill. Yeah. And so, unfortunately, an uninformed decision is not an excuse to the IRS. They're taking that check. So having a checklist of the important things of what I have to be confident and aware of before I make any decisions, that's one of the keys to having a successful retirement plan and making sure that it's not just, well, we learned the hard way last year, we won't do it again next year. Don't give away money. Some excessive taxes are optional. There's a baseline that you have to pay, but not knowing the rules can become expensive, and don't do that.
Learn the rules, figure out what you can do, stay within the legal lane, but also work to reduce what you have to owe or if you have the opportunity to leave a legacy, what your kids and grandkids might have to owe is goals. Again, find us at lifeplanwealth.com if you have questions. If you have been a very efficient tax DIYer through all of your working years, but are now realizing that the game changes when you get into retirement and you want some help working to figure this out, doing the math, Mike and his team are here to help you do just that. We also have links posted in the show notes, so you can click there or go ahead and begin the conversation anytime. Visit us at lifeplanwealth.com.
Thanks for listening to Michigan's Retirement Coach with Mike Douglas. To learn more, visit lifeplanwealth.com.
Michael Douglas is an investment advisor representative of Stewards Wealth Planning, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Financial professionals are not licensed in all 50 states. To find out if Michael Douglas is licensed in your state, please call 517-323-7526. Stewards Wealth Planning, LLC is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through Michael B. Douglas, NPN number 965-0939.